team basically arrived over about a day and a half, starting from Monday. So they've been in camp now for about, I'd say, a day and a half. They've had two larger training sessions, you could say, but those sessions have been pretty subdued, more like recovery sessions, because a lot of the players are coming from Europe, having played for their clubs over the weekend. But in all, the preparation's going pretty well. The team's relatively relaxed. We're quite lucky in that we're staying in the same hotel as the team, so I've seen the players around quite a bit in the foyer, in the pool, and it's there's quite a relaxed but determined, I guess, attitude to this match. As I said, some of the players are coming from European clubs and they're in good form, goal-scoring form. You've got players like Matthew Lecky at Hertha Berlin in Germany who's scoring, Robbie Cruz playing with Bochum in Germany, also scoring. Tommy Rogic with Celtic in Scotland, also getting on the score sheet. Aaron Moy with Huddersfield, also getting lots of minutes in his legs. So I'd say the mood is positive and good. And I think we're just looking forward to this match tonight.
There are some concerns, I understand, about the playing conditions.
Yeah, that's right, Greg. The pitch, it's the grass that's laid on the pitch at the Hang Jebat Stadium. It's known as cow grass, so it's like a thicker, sturdier type of grass as opposed to the smoother surfaces you might get in Australia or other parts of the world. And what it means, basically, is that the ball will bobble quite a bit. It won't roll as smoothly and as truly as it would on the ground that a lot of the Socceroos players are used to playing on. So that could affect their ability to play the kind of game that Socceroos coach Ange Postecoglou typically likes to play, which is fast pace, lots of passing on the ground, taking it to the opponents. If it's harder to control the ball, it makes it harder to basically enact that game plan. So that could play into the Syrians' hands. The other factor, of course, is the humidity and the temperature. It's currently around 32 degrees here. It's expected to drop off a little bit tonight before the match, but humidity will probably stay up at around 80%. And after the training sessions yesterday and Tuesday, just having a look at the players, you know, they were sweat-drenched. You know, they were looking tired, exhausted. So it's going to mean that Ange Postecoglou will likely have to rotate his squad quite a lot, because it's not just tonight's match that he needs to keep an eye on. It's also the match next Tuesday, the second leg in Sydney. So he'll have to play this over 180 minutes, not just 90 minutes.
So, Darren, are you going to call it? Any tips? Australia or Syria?
I don't want to put the marker on the Socceroos, but I think it's in the Socceroos' hands. Man to man, they're a better squad, I believe. I think if they can get over their lack of goal scoring, lack of taking opportunities, I think the Socceroos can come away with a win. I'm tipping a win by at least one or two goals.